What was the going rate, Ben or Paul, for the Tooth Fairy in your house? Do you remember?
I think it started with like $2 and then went up to $5 by the end.
$5 was max.
Yeah, I think that was like the max. Bucks, yeah.
I think mine was a fiver or a tenner. We had our first tooth last night that was lost, $20.
Yeah, I remember
$20.
I remember when Bo came in last week showing me he had the loose tooth.
Wrong.
So it finally came out.
Different tooth.
Wasn't the loose tooth.
No, this one was more user error, father error.
Taylor punch him?
This was so trippy. Last night, I'm getting him ready for, he's getting in the shower. And getting, I'm like, come on, let's go. Like, he, I don't want to. So I pulled his shirt up off him, and he started crying. I go, what? The top of the shirt got his front loose tooth, and whoop, pulled it straight out.
Oh.
Straight out.
Kind of like the string on the door.
Yeah,
except,
but it was like the string
on a shirt.
On this pajamas. That were like kind of tight anyway, so I was like squeezing him over his head. And
did he even know what happened, or did it?
No, hurt me. I'm like, I didn't hurt. I didn't do anything. He's bleeding, yeah. And I'm like, Hannah, was that tooth loose? She's like, yes, it was loose.
I didn't pull a fully attached tooth out.
God, I was terrified. Then he started looking at it in the mirror. It was like, oh, this looks kind of cool. So he kind of looks like a hard ass. And but now he's going to lose that other one this week too. So yeah, fresh 20 from
people
the tooth fairy.
People are. Incredulous at a $20 number on a tooth nowadays.
I mean, listen, guys, it's 2024. What are we talking about here?
I know I'm Cat Colonel Budget, but let me ask Tier 1s out there. How much would you want to sell your tooth for now?
How much?
20 seems a little light. If I asked you for your front tooth, I'd think you'd want several thousand for that.
$50,000 for my front tooth. $50,000. Walk around like, I mean, forget it. Yeah, and then the little one was really, really freaked out by the whole scene, and was like, he kept saying, "I'm gonna see the Tooth Fairy tonight. I'm gonna get up out of bed." And I said, "If you
capture the Tooth Fairy,
I said, if you stay in bed, maybe the Tooth Fairy will leave you a little something." And apparently, the Tooth Fairy left him a fiver. Yeah. Fiverr for doing nothing. Just doing nothing. Just laying in bed,
like
not getting out of bed.
Like a borrow against future teeth lost, perhaps?
Look, at the end of the day, guys, so everyone's yelling at
I just
me.
Went to the U.S. inflation calculator.
Well, hold on, look. Okay, so let me show you my wallet. I had a 20, I had a 5, and I had 5 singles, okay? So the 5 went to the little one, allegedly. The Tooth Fairy takes the money from me. And then I had, what was I going to do, give him 5 singles? A strip club.
I mean, so few people carry cash nowadays. That's kind of an issue.
Yeah.
With the Tooth Fairy.
Right.
Because then you could run to the ATM, but all they have are 20s and 100s.
He said to me last night, he goes, you know what would be a good way to make money? Is if you just keep putting the same tooth under the... I go, I think the Tooth Fairy knows, genius. She's going to know because you're only missing one.
The Tooth Fairy takes the tooth.
Yeah, Tooth Fairy takes the tooth.
And then it disappears.
I also learned that the Tooth Fairy now prefers it in a Ziploc bag.
Not just loose under the pillow.
Not just loose under the pillow.
Well, that makes sense. It's more sanitary that way.
Somebody said kids take Apple Pay now. Yeah, it's just Apple Pay.
Venmo.
So,
because I think I was
your
like
Zelle
$5
account
too.
Now has another $5 in it.
I think I was a 5, and I do want to say my mom's very generous. I think I got a 10 one time, and so, I was pretty stoked.
See,
first tooth though,
when I was
bucks.
6 years old, that would have been 1996. Okay, so $20.
Well, do mine.
$20 now. I'm getting there. So $20 now for a tooth would have been $10 in 1996.
Okay.
And then, so
call it
1981.
81.
Yeah.
That would bring us to, that would be a $5.79 transaction.
Right. So 20 is not as unreasonable.
A
little generous, but not ridiculously so.
Right. And now I'm like, should I have left him 30?
You know, like our parents, they'd be lucky to get a quarter.
Oh my God.
Back right. In the
literally
day.
A quarter. Cool. Thanks. And make a phone call. Kids these days, my friend. Oh, it's great. All right, Paulie, take us away.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Polly Squirrely in the chat said, I got a $1 silver certificate bill. I should have left him a savings bond.
Treasury note.
Here's a bond for $4.
I think my aunt once gave me like a $100 like savings bond.
Yeah. Which I threw away.
I didn't realize. I assumed, oh, it's worth 100 and it's going to be worth more. No. That'll be worth 100 in 20 years if you hold on to it. That's what a $100 savings bond means.
My grandpa.
Right now, it's only worth like $4.
I think I used to sell them to my dad for like 10%. My grandparents used to wrap those up. Oh, cool. $50 savings bond and cash it out in 2020.
Has anyone ever made it all the way
awesome.
Through?
Who's going to hold on to it for that long? You know how much bond money's floating around out there?
Lost.
What a scam.
God, that was a scam.
What a scam.
Oh, man. All right, gentlemen. Baseball, a little bit on hold right now, all-star break. But we do have a couple of stories here for you from the weekend. It was not that long ago. Like last week, I think I had a story. Colton Brewer, I think was the name. Cubs pitcher that broke his hand for punching the dugout wall. And he was out for a while after that. And now we have Dane Myers has entered the chat. Marlins outfielder broke his ankle after kicking a door. In their loss to the Reds this weekend.
Broke his ankle.
Said on Sunday that he fractured his ankle after he angrily kicked a door. He's played in 40 games for the Marlins this year. He was ejected on Saturday night in the eighth inning, arguing with the umpire, and he was still hot, kicked a wall, or kicked a door.
Skip's going to take up smoking or something.
For real. Just like this team, bro. What is he doing during the break right now?
Says, I took a swipe at the door with my foot, and I didn't think I kicked it that hard, but I fractured my foot.
40 games up in the big leagues, too. I mean, you just never know. You never know if your spot's waiting for you when you get back after 40 games in the show, man. It's just... They were talking about last night, they're talking about Sean Reynolds, how he got called up to the bigs with the Marlins. So excited, he gets your first call up. 3 days left, you're like, ooh, I'm definitely going to get it. I mean, the Marlins, I'm getting in the game. Nothing. Goes down, struggles, finally gets the call up. It's been 3 days
since he's
been.
Reynolds here.
Yeah, Moonlight, 100%. And it had been 3 days. You're going into the All-Star break, you're like, I don't know if I'm ever going to see the field. And when they call him, call him up, and now he's one of the 21,000 or whatever that's gotten a chance to do it. So that's tough luck, man. It's good lesson. Good lesson.
Oh, yeah. And then
learn the hard way.
Got some more baseball news. Two notes here for Ben's Los Angeles Dodgers. So Yamamoto was transferred to the 60-day IL. So that is a...
That wasn't the Dodger injury news that caught my eye over the weekend.
I'm guessing it's this next one.
Here. Yes.
Big, tall left-hander, Dustin May.
Right-hander. Nasty right-hander. Yes.
Excuse me. He, getting ready to do a rehab assignment, I think, was what everyone... for the Dodgers was excited about. He was finally going to start working on coming back and returning to the rotation, but he's going to miss the rest of this year. He had surgery to repair an esophageal.
That's not an arm injury.
It's his throat.
It's not like a meniscus in the knee. Oh. The esophagus is the tube that goes from your throat to your stomach. Dear. I don't know where it was torn, or tear that.
Jeff Passan wrote on ESPN, the injury, sources said, first appeared during a dinner and required intervention after May sought attention the next day for pain in his throat and stomach. Medical personnel diagnosed the tear in May's throat and acted quickly. He's expected to make a full recovery, but he will be out all year long.
Sew it back together?
Surgery on your esophagus.
I mean, like, definitely... don't want things getting through that aren't supposed to be, like, you know, you want that tube to be intact.
You want it to be solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever eat too fast and swallow?
Yes.
And you're like, oh, God. Yeah, it's caught.
You're not choking.
No. But you're something, it's just taking a while.
But you can feel like it's
should
stuck
be going
a little
down
bit
faster.
There. Yeah.
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 Chew.
You can
what
breathe.
Do they say? 27 times.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's
not,
ever
not
done
good
it.
At that. Yeah. I'm like, one, two, swallow.
Yeah, yeah.
One, two, swallow.
Save that. save it forever and ever.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, oh. Carlos says, I once had a tortilla chip that scraped the whole way down. Yeah, chips will get you.
I think I just need to stop talking.
I think so. You've given us a lot of good gold today.
Then finally, I got a story here about a teacher in India who lost his job because there was an app on his phone that was running, monitoring what he was doing with his phone. And he got in a little bit of trouble.
From?
Like the district was able to monitor on his school-issued phone.
School gives him a phone. He downloads a certain app. And they say, no, no, you can't use that app.
Right.
What was it?
I'll tell you. It's not what you were thinking.
Oh.
So here's how it worked swallow. Out. This man was a teacher at a government school in India, and he was suspended because of what they found when they monitored his work phone. And the reason they monitored his phone first was because the district magistrate went to his school and to his class in particular because the scores on the tests for his students were so bad. They go, something's got to be wrong here. Like, there was 9 pages of tests, and there were mistakes all over every single page for every student. They go, what the hell is going on in this classroom? So they wanted to dig in a little bit and look into it. And they said, let's see. He was 5.5 hours of school time is what he was responsible for.
Okay.
In those 5.5 hours, they found that he spent nearly 2.5 hours playing Candy Crush.
When he's supposed to be teaching.
Oh, my God.
He spent 26 minutes on the phone talking, and then he used social media apps for another 30 minutes.
So a good hour 45 of teaching, and the rest was just playing on his phone the entire phone. Time.
Oh, yes. Man, I'm guilty.
You don't, you know, what you should
check 6 pages of 6 students' copies of their tests, spotted 95 mistakes.
Good God.
Never accept a work issued phone.
I never would.
Yeah.
No, just, I never would.
You know what? Here's a phone that you can use free from our workplace.
No.
I'll just use my own.
I'll use my own. You don't want to, you know, it's not your business. It's my business.
Wouldn't you rather just have your company, like, pay you
reimburse
a stipend
you a little bit,
every
yeah.
month
yes,
towards your phone
a stipend
bill.
Would be lovely, actually. A stipend would be great.
Like, instead of just use this phone, because you're still going to use your main phone, like your personal phone.
I had a work computer at one time, and I wouldn't carry dual laptops on the road with me, so I rolled the dice.
Really?
Yeah,
you did?
Yeah. You think you delete it, but you don't. I never gotten anything.
Nothing ever is totally
no.
lost.
Right.
It's always ways to recover things.
Now, you have a work computer.
I do.
I
have
bet
a work
it's
computer.
Very safe.
Very.
I have one.
You have a work computer
mm-hmm.
from here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How do you guys get those? I didn't get any.
Mine's from my other job.
Oh.
Paulie's is probably from this job.
Yes.
And you just didn't get one at all.
And you don't roll the dice on that one.
Because no one trusts you, apparently.
That's fair.
I don't play Candy Crush.
No, I don't either. Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
1-2 swallow.
Nice job, as always, Paulie, on the Rindle Report. Mm. All right, we've got a couple of segments left. There actually were quite a bit of other things going on in the world of sports that even Paulie didn't get to that I wouldn't mind recapping a little bit if we have some time here coming up. So we'll do that. It's our summer break. It's Ben and Woods. Glad to have you with us. Let's check traffic with Kelly and be back with more right after this on 97.3 The Fan. Got some good news just in time for our summer break. Saw yesterday on their social media account that our friends at Burgeon are going to be releasing the third batch of the Tier 1 Pale Ale this Friday.
Yes, indeed, my
our
friend.
Our Ben Woods collaboration beer that we went in and helped develop the first time around.
It's got our hands right there
in the hops and the barley
and the malt. I was integral in the production of it.
You were?
Yeah, integral.
But whatever we did, it came out really well, and people love the Tier 1 Pale Ale. So
the can alone is spectacular, and it still is a trip to have our own beer, and we'll never get old. And they're re-releasing it again. When? Friday. Yes.
Friday at all their tasting rooms, Carlsbad. They got the Arbor downtown. They've got the new one up in Escondido. I may be missing even another one.
The Oasis.
I'm never drinking again, but I hope you guys
enjoy. After your weekend.
Not weekend. One
just
day.
Just one day. One Thursday. Night.
Yeah.
Did you actually not even have another drink the entire weekend after that?
Water and Gatorade.
That's it.
That's it.
Didn't go to either of the second or third shows.
I saw what I needed to see. It's fine.
Which I told you at the very start. You don't need to go three straight days.
You were right. Once was enough. I'm good. So you guys enjoy that as much as you like. More for you.
So anyway, looking forward to that.
Yes.
On Friday. Had some other sporting events over the weekend. It was very busy in the European segment. I had the Wimbledon final yesterday, which was a pretty good matchup. I like waking up on Sunday morning and there's already sporting events underway.
Save that.
Yeah. Just popped on my phone and was going to the
swallow.
Going to the third set already between Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz.
That kid's good.
Yeah. I mean, Djokovic is 24 major titles, obviously. Yeah. He's kind of the GOAT when it comes to Grand Slams. But now, Alcaraz, after winning in straight sets, he's already got four. He's 21 years old, man. He's got two Wimbledons, got French Open. He's one of six guys to win both in the same year because he won the French earlier this year.
It's incredible.
It's a big ask to say that he could ever approach what Djokovic and Federer and Nadal have done, but
he's on the right path.
He's certainly on the pace with four at the age of 21, and he's just got all the shots. I mean, he was the drop shots, the serves, the returns, all over the court. He seems to be a mix of like all the great players together.
Yep.
He's kind of got the look and
He's got the look.
He's got some charisma. So, you know, tennis has been looking kind of for the next star. They found it on the men's side.
Yep.
You know, there hasn't been an American star in so long.
We're so used
like
to
Pete
it now.
Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi. We're like a decade and a half since those guys were really relevant and in their prime, and it's been a long time. Even on the women's side, there's some women's players, but nothing like Serena and Venus when they were in their heyday. Now it's kind of split. I mean, you know, you get kind of random winners like Barbara Krejcikova, who won the 31st seed, one on the women's side. There's really no dominant players. So, but on the men's side, Alcaraz has a chance to really be a special player and someone that people are going to pay attention to for years to come. And then I had the Scottish Open yesterday in golf, which was a pretty cool scene because no one from Scotland had actually won the Scottish Open in 25 years. And Robert McIntyre, who is the lefty from Scotland, was trailing in the final round and then just charged on the back nine. An incredible eagle on 16 to tie for the lead with Adam Scott, who's not from Scotland. He's just a Scot.
Right.
And then made a birdie on the last hole, and everyone goes crazy nuts to see the countryman win the Scottish Open and set up what should be a good week this week. The Open Championship at Royal Troon, the final golf major of the year, gets underway early Thursday, our time. A lot of little pot bunkers and everything you get about links-style golf. Yeah, they said the weather was really nice in Scotland. There was very little wind this week at the Scottish Open. Yeah, temperatures were still in the 50s.
Right.
This is summer.
Summer.
Summer, and they were saying the good weather, and it was like 58 degrees, and that was good for Scotland in the summer.
Good God.
So, man. Yeah, weather can always be a big factor when it comes to the Open Championship
this week. Yeah, it's one of my favorites to watch. I mean, it's just vast, you know, vast views and the gnarly vegetation that they have, the bunkers,
gorse,
the gorse, yeah,
and the just the long hay that they got to hit out of.
Oh my God, nightmare, dude!
Runs and rolls forever.
I mean, I look at those courses, I'm like, I'd shoot 140,
Oh yeah. And
I'd lose three dozen balls. I mean, it's just it's what makes those guys amazing. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that this week too.
So that'll be kind of fun.
You'll get some golf talk on summer break for sure.
Well, hopefully,
that's what it's for.
That's what golf is. Yeah, summer break is a great time for golf all over the place, which is great. So yeah, watched a little tennis and golf yesterday, and then. Obviously, Padres are off until Friday, and we talked about it earlier, but a really tough road trip to start the second half of the season coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, you better use this rest time, but there's no, like, kind of slowly getting into gear in the second half.
No.
Because with the Guardians, Nationals, and the Orioles as the first three series coming out of the break, as you mentioned, Woods, earlier in the show, you come out and you go 2-7. Well, all of a sudden, you're burying yourself in the wild card race.
Well,
you can't afford a slow start to the second half of the season now.
All those teams, too, that we were leaving for dead, they're not dead. turns out they didn't die. They have gotten rejuvenated, Ben, and I'm talking about the Mets. The Diamondbacks look like they were going to definitely suffer from the World Series hangover, and there's a lot of teams kind of clawing right now. And look, it makes it interesting. It makes it exciting, but you've got to put up wins. That's what you have to do. You can't worry about what these other teams are doing. You need to win ball games, man. It is just going to be, it's going to be insane. Was there a trade in baseball
this morning?
No, there was a trade a couple days ago.
There was
Hunter Harvey.
Hunter Harvey. The Nationals seem to be throwing up the white flag a little bit.
Yes.
Which maybe helps as the Padres do have that series in Washington coming up.
Yeah, and he went to the Royals. Royals are going to, you know, they're going to try to make a push, man.
But on the other side, the Padres have six games against the Pirates still coming up in August, and I thought they might be a team that waves the white flag, but they just swept the White Sox over the weekend, did what they were supposed to do. They're back at 500.
Yep.
They're just a half game behind the Padres and Diamondbacks. We're just a game behind the Mets. We're just a game and a half behind the Cardinals. So it's really bunched up, and the Padres will have to face some of these teams down the stretch in the second half of the season, including maybe a Pirates team that, you know, they're putting their owner to the test here.
They really are.
You're in it. You're 500. You're a game and a half out of a playoff spot. What are you going to do? Because your instinct is, let's sell players. Let's save money. Let's, you know, get more prospects. But at some point, you got to go the other way.
You have
give
to,
your fans
you,
a reason to come to the ballpark.
That's exactly right. And, you know, with Paul Skeens on the team, I know Jared Jones is on the IL right now. There's a reason to go to be a Pittsburgh Pirates fan right now. And if you're Bob Nutting, you cannot at all wave the white flag. You just can't. You have to kind of go for it.
Speaking of Skeens, you weren't here on Friday, but was named the All-Star starter. Your thoughts on...
Can't wait.
Yeah, I think that's...
Are you kidding me?
If you pretty easy call.
If you don't like that, then I don't know if you like baseball. He is just as fun to watch as anybody I've seen in the last 25 years.
It gives you appointment viewing in the first inning. Paulie and I talked about this on Friday. You know, Chris Sale would have been a logical choice, but he's not pitching because he pitched yesterday. Ranger Suarez had a good first half. Paulie says no one's tuning in to watch Ranger Suarez, but they will tune in to see Paul Skeens face Aaron Judge and Juan Soto.
Yes.
You know,
Gunnar Henderson
in the first inning. So that's a should have been a no-brainer, and finally Major League Baseball actually didn't kick the bid on this one and put the right guy in to start the All-Star game. It's actually going to create some buzz
and draw some eyeballs to the game tomorrow. I mean, we're baseball fans. We're going to be watching anyway, but there's going to be a lot of eyes on this that probably normally wouldn't be because of him, because of who his girlfriend is, because, you know, he's a social media sensation because of her. And look, at the end of the day, it's great for the game. It's not like he's undeserving. He wasn't up for the first 6 weeks. Yeah, he didn't have a choice. The Pirates didn't call him up because they wanted to manipulate his service time. They did that. And so now he's your All-Star Game starter, and he is electric to watch.
And did you see who has all of a sudden rounded into form? Old friend Blake Snell took a perfect game into the seventh inning yesterday. Was broken up by another former Padre, Manuel Margot.
Well, it is mid-July, so yeah,
yep,
makes sense.
Giants beat the Twins 3-2, so they take 2 out of 3. They remain, you know, firmly a couple games under 500, but certainly in the wild card race. Now, you missed it on Friday, but Max Searle from Dave,
oh, yeah,
our friend, our tier one,
yeah,
he called in and he had a trade proposal. And if you missed it, why don't I? I'm going to hold that. I'm going to give what Max proposed, and I was like, all right, it's not the worst idea I ever heard.
It is trade proposal season.
So we can do that in our final segment. Coming up with Ben and Woods next on 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away. I got a little summer fun throwback coming up before the end of the show.
Oh,
Paulie's
yes.
pulling from the archives the lighthearted side of Ben and Woods, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just leave it at that.
As opposed to the serious side.
It's something that was a little risque. I don't think it's necessarily needs a listener warning. Does it, Paulie? Is this something that would like young ears?
So.
I don't think so. I think it's fine. But
it's summer, so
it's
why are you letting your kids listen to Ben and Woods in the summer?
Or any
kids should be at camp.
No, there's a lot of kids who listen to this program.
That's true. It always weirds
baseball
me out.
Baseball fans.
Oh, my
they're
son
out there.
Loves you. He's six. I'm like, oh, great.
He loves don't do this.
Fantastic.
All the bad behavior.
Great.
Of athletes in the world.
Love it.
All right, so here was the trade. Let me see if I can remember exactly what he proposed. But Max Searle, producer of Dave, showrunner.
Yep, showrunner.
He suggested, and I don't know if this changes after the outing yesterday, but he said, we're talking about the possibility of trading Ha-Sung Kim because he's going to be a free agent and the teams that actually could use a shortstop. And his suggestion was basically a deal that involved Ha-Sung Kim going and Blake Snell.
He said throw in, you know, like a vet, like Solano.
Yeah, you could save some salary or something.
Peralta.
And bring Blake Snell back.
Wow.
Because the Giants have not had success with him and don't want to be on the hook for his option coming up at the end of the year.
Which he will most certainly opt into.
He will probably opt into, unless he has an unbelievable... Maybe he'll win the Cy Young again.
Yeah, in the
second
half.
He doesn't
half.
Give up another run in right. the second half of the season here.
I doubt it.
But, you know, get him back somewhere where he's very comfortable with Ruben Niebla. You need pitching badly right now. And he's a guy who, if he is on, and it looks like he's starting to click, could be the guy who carries your rotation the rest of the year. You slide Xander back to shortstop, go with the infielders that you've got already, and make that move, and probably stay under the luxury tax because the Giants have already paid for half of the salary. You may have some extra money from Yu Darvish on the restricted list, and if you shed some salary on a veteran player or get the Giants to pay for a little bit of it this year, you could even stay under the luxury tax and do all of that at the same time.
My God.
I, you know, my first instinct was this is too crazy. This has to be a no. But the more I thought about it, it's not, doesn't seem like it's totally out of the realm of possibility.
I mean, the Giants are also making a run and they also need pitching. You know, I mean, they need more pitching than.
Had they lost like two or three this weekend,
I
it might have been a different story.
Yeah,
it might still be. If they go on a bad streak coming out of the break, it might still be a possibility.
Yeah, Nails makes the point. I mean, just sign him at the end of the sign Ha-Sung Kim at the in the off season. You know, I mean, and which they very well could.
But then they're on the hook for Blake Snell for next year.
But if Blake Snell's now comfortable, then you've got Blake Snell.
That's a good point
so
too.
I don't know, man. I don't think it's going to be. I'll be in Hawaii for the trade deadline, as you guys learned. I just don't know how blockbustery it's going to be around here with the money that, you know, we don't have to spend and the prospects we don't have to trade.
I don't think it's going to happen, but you can certainly see the appeal. If you were in a playoff run or got to a postseason series and you had Blake Snell and Dylan Cease on back-to-back days, both on, good luck to any other team that had to face those two guys consecutively in a series. It has that you have the chance at least to have one of those runs.
I think the Giants probably say no to that. They're going to want, you'd be free of a prorated salary and an option for next year, but I don't think that would be enough in their eyes.
It was pretty wild.
It was
a pretty
wild
idea.
Max. He's a wild dude. The guy helped create Dave. Have you ever seen Dave?
Yeah, that's true.
It's very wild. It's a very wild show. Very wild.
All right, the Home Run Derby is tonight. We're going to make our picks because we did this last year.
Yeah, Paulie won last year. What are we doing? What are we do? 20 bucks a piece?
So we will make our Home Run Derby picks right after. Sure, 20 bucks. Right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, Paulie also asked a question that we can get to, and that is if you could only attend either one, the Home Run Derby, or two, the All-Star Game, which would you pick? And Paulie is very much in favor of tonight. You'd rather go to the Home Run Derby.
I wouldn't even think twice. I wouldn't have to
it's probably the right answer.
Is
Derby.
It?
The game, I think the All-Star Games.
The atmosphere of the Home Run Derby is very cool.
It's great.
But it's the same thing happening over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, you've seen them all?
You kind of, at the game, you get anything could happen. It's unpredictable. I know exactly how the Home Run Derby is going to end. Someone's going to hit more home runs than the other guy. There's going to be a lot of long ones, oohs and ahs.
Yeah, but
it's going to be cool.
It's a display like you've never seen.
It's completely predictable, and it won't go down in history because only the game goes down.
It's not predictable. Gunnar kind of just going to hit 20 straight bombs, and you're like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, you don't necessarily.
But even if he does, he's still doing it in batting practice off a pitcher who's laying him in exactly where he wants to. Don't you want to see the guys actually competing against the best?
I legit now, like, if this year, it's a no-brainer for me. I'd take the game because of the field of the Home Run Derby this year is a little bit subpar.
Sure.
And then in the game, like we just talked about, Paul Skeens taking the ball is pretty electric.
One of the problems of the game is that it ends up being decided in the end by a lot of the reserves
come
in. And then, okay, if it's a really good game, but then all the starters are out at this point, and now it's a bunch of guys that you don't know that much about. At the end, anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I certainly understand the appeal of the Home Run Derby tonight.
Yeah, I can't wait for it.
Yeah, the field is
the game, I've just kind of soured on the game over the years.
It like, can get a little boring. It's, yeah.
Bro, after like the fourth inning.
Fourth and fifth inning, you're like, whew, all right.
Like, I wish they'd go back to, like, we're watching old highlights right now on MLB Network. Everybody, when they wore their team uniforms and just had the All-Star patch, so much better.
So much better.
I don't know. And that was when the All-Star Game meant something, which I do agree. I think that was stupid that you determined home field advantage in the World Series.
I liked it. I liked
an exhibition game.
I liked it at the time because it was
different.
Maybe
you had a team only had, you know, you didn't know if your guys were even going to get in and make a difference or not.
I went to, when it was here, I went to both. I went to the Derby, watched Giancarlo just murder baseballs. That was pretty cool. I don't really remember much about the game. I really don't. I don't remember much about the game at all.
This year's Derby could probably use an infusion of like a healthy Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, obviously, he's not going to be there. Heck, I didn't think he was going to get invited, but I wouldn't have minded seeing Jurickson Profar taking a few swings in Texas in the Home Run Derby.
I'm glad
for that.
He's not. For just that. Relax.
Do some from both
rest.
Sides of the plate, switching
relax.
Around. I mean,
rest.
That would have been a good story.
Just rest.
It would have been a good story.
Rest.
That's what Luis Arraez is doing.
Which
all right,
I love.
So everyone, you get your pick. Eight guys. New format this year. Top four advance out of the eight in the first round. 40 pitches maximum in your time limit, and then head-to-head in the semifinals and finals. Who is everyone taking tonight?
I took Gunnar.
Gunnar Henderson. You already said you wagered a little money on Gunnar.
Yes.
All right. Paulie?
I will take Adelis Garcia.
Hometown.
Texas
Rangers.
I know the
beast.
Hometown guys are usually a tough pick.
Over
he seems
too
different.
Much pressure sometimes. Okay. On the hometown
he seems
guys.
Like a guy that would thrive.
You're thinking about Will Myers.
Yeah. That's not the
players.
Only one. That's not
right.
The only one. That's there's been others who have also struggled in
Brett
home.
Boone.
Yeah, Brett Boone, zero. I will just go with chalk and go. Ooh, no chalk. One does this consistently better than Pete Alonso. I don't know if he's going to win.
Should have said
but
you can't take Pete Alonso.
Why can't you take Pete Alonso?
I think
we're going to put money on it.
Pete Alonso. Well,
Pete Alonso.
He's the highest odds. So
do I win less?
We should
you
win $10
yeah.
each.
Yeah. You win less money. You get $10.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to win, but I feel confident he's going to deliver a decent performance. And it'll come out to see if anyone just is spectacular or not. But he's going to put up his homers. He's going to put up his numbers.
We should've just done a draw.
He knows how to home run derby.
He knows. Yes, he does. Oh, I can't wait for him back deadlifting, you know, like deadlifting between. It's going to be amazing. It's amazing.
I mean, I did pick last. Either of you could have chosen Pete Alonso.
That's true, but we didn't want to be lame, so we picked different ones. Yeah.
I would have picked Alec Bohm before I picked
Alec
Pete Alonso.
I don't want to pick Alec Bohm.
All right.
So Bobby what happens? Witt Jr.
Yeah, Bobby Witt Jr., great pick. What happens if any of the other three guys?
Five guys win.
Five guys.
Nothing. No, nobody wins anything.
All right.
Right.
We donate $20
no,
to charity.
No, we don't donate $20 to charity if one of the five
it's like,
guys
what, are you
win.
Insane?
He hates charity so much. So much. Helping people, saving people's lives.
Why is everyone so mad that I picked Pete Alonso?
It's an easy pick. We should have done a blind draw. Well, we'll do it next year. All right. Gunnar, Pete, and Garcia.
Garcia. Right. Adelis. All right, Paulie, what summer fun have you pulled for us from the archives today?
So we did this summer break last year. It's not like a throwback Thursday. Where, hey, this week in 2019
right.
or anything like that.
So look
at the
back.
End
it's
of
a summer
the year,
reflection.
We do our top 10 moments in show of the show throughout the entire year. So at the All-Star break during summer break, we kind of did like the first half look backs of moments on our show.
Sure. Mid-season All-Stars. Yeah. Ben and Woods All-Star moments from the first half of 2024.
Since you've been very weird today
very
with
randy.
Some of the drops weird. We've added to the Ben Drops folder.
All girls, all the time. One, two, swallow.
Wow. God
I mean, that's
bless.
Just a couple. We are going back to January 10th. And we were talking about an ad that ran on the Odyssey app.
Okay.
And if I remember correctly, I think somebody like screen recorded them listening to 97.3.
Wasn't over the air.
App. No, this was not over the air.
But if you're listening on the app.
And they go, hey, what kind of station are you running over there, Adam? And so it's going to start with the clip and then a little Breaking Ben.
Play it again.
Want a little more pleasure in your life? Make 2024 your year to experience more pleasure than you thought possible. Lovers has the best adult toys, lingerie, and accessories to explore alone or together. Let our associates guide you on your pleasure journey and save 20% on your purchase with Lovers Afterglow Rewards. Just mention Lovers 20 at one of our 12 Southern California locations. Offer valid for free Lovers Afterglow Rewards membership until January 31st. Some exclusions apply.
Membership.
Time is running out, guys. It's January 31st. Get on your pleasure.
12 locations. You can't be that far, right? From some one of them somewhere. I don't think I've run across any of them.
I definitely haven't either.
I actually think I went to one last month.
Oh, to get the animal underwear, right?
I believe it was a Lovers off the 78 in San Marcos. I had to find the edible crotchless gummy underwear.
And how was the experience for you walking in?
This will shock you. I was the only one there.
Okay.
Was it jarring?
It was really weird.
There have been a lot of...
It was like a superstore for those items.
Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah, the Bass Pro... More like Ass Pro Shops, to be honest with you. Toast. I can't tell.
I broke him and I broke myself.
The guy's in the aquarium when you walk in. Hey, welcome to Ass Pro Shops. Just standing there, wienerless, in an aquarium.
Forgot about that story. I can't tell if this is the worst radio show or the best radio show we've ever done.
I'm with you, man.
Darko would say.
There's still a little voice in my head like, just play the Michael King audio before people lose their minds. But it's so good. Oh, Ben, that was fantastic.
That's the exact same one that broke Ben earlier. Yes. Article Sound System was the band.
How pleasurable is everyone's 2024 been? Has everyone been on a nice, pleasure-filled journey as she promised we would?
I do still have my Ass Pro Shops hat out in the car
Our boy that plays on the Tier 1, our boy Jordan made that for you, and it is legendary.
So good.
Holy cow. What does she say? Play the beginning.
I haven't had
again.
A lot of occasions to break it out.
Want a little more pleasure in your life?
Yes?
Make 2024 your year to experience more pleasure than you thought possible.
Okay.
Lovers has the best adult toys, lingerie, and accessories to explore alone or together. Let our associates guide you on your pleasure journey and save 20% on your purchase.
I got a little summer fun throwback coming up before the end of the show. Paulie's pulling from the archives. The lighthearted side of Ben and Woods, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just leave it at that.
As opposed to the serious side.
It's something that was a little risque. I don't think it's necessarily needs a listener warning. Does it, Paulie? Is this something that would like young ears? I don't think so. I think it's fine. But
it's summer, so.
It's.
Why are you letting your kids listen to Ben and Woods in the summer?
Or anything.
Kids should be at camp.
No, there's a lot of kids who listen to this program.
That's true. It always weirds
baseball
me out.
Baseball fans.
Oh, my
out
son
there.
Loves you. He's six. I'm like, oh, great.
He loves Don't Do This.
Fantastic.
All the bad behavior of athletes in the world.
Love it.
All right, so here was the trade. Let me see if I can remember exactly what he proposed. But Max Searle, producer of Dave, showrunner.
Yep, showrunner.
He suggested, and I don't know if this changes after the outing yesterday, but he said, we're talking about the possibility of trading Ha-Sung Kim because he's going to be a free agent and the teams that actually could use a shortstop. And his suggestion was basically a deal that involved Ha-Sung Kim going And Blake Snell.
He said, throw in, you know, like a vet, like Solano.
Yeah, you could save some salary or something.
Peralta.
And bring Blake Snell back.
Wow.
Because the Giants have not had success with him and don't want to be on the hook for his option coming up at the end of the year.
Which he will most certainly opt into.
He will probably opt into, unless he has an unbelievable... Maybe he'll win the Cy Young again.
Yeah, in the
when
second
he doesn't
half.
Give up another run in right. the second half of the season here.
I doubt it.
But... You know, get him back somewhere where he's very comfortable with Ruben Niebla. You need pitching badly right now. And he's a guy who, if he is on, and it looks like he's starting to click, could be the guy who carries your rotation the rest of the year. You slide Xander back to shortstop, go with the infielders that you've got already, and make that move, and probably stay under the luxury tax, because the Giants have already paid for half of the salary. You may have some extra money from Yu Darvish on the restricted list, and if you shed some salary on a veteran player or get the Giants to pay for a little bit of it this year, you could even stay under the luxury tax and do all of that at the same time.
My God.
You know, my first instinct was this is too crazy. This has to be a no. But the more I thought about it, it's not. Doesn't seem like it's totally out of the realm of possibility.
I mean, the Giants are also making a run, and they also need pitching. You know, I mean, they need more pitching than.
Had they lost like two or three this weekend,
I
it might have been a different story.
Yeah,
it might still be if they go on a bad streak coming out of the break. It might still be a possibility.
Yeah, Nails makes the point. I mean, just sign him at the end of the sign Ha-Sung Kim at the in the off season. You know, I mean, and which they very well could.
But then they're on the hook for Blake Snell for next year.
But if Blake Snell's now comfortable, then you've got Blake Snell.
That's a good point
so
too.
I don't know, man. I don't think it's going to be. Listen, I'll be in Hawaii for the trade deadline, as you guys learned. I just don't know how blockbustery it's going to be around here with the money that, you know, we don't have to spend and the prospects we don't have to trade.
I don't think it's going to happen, but you can certainly see the appeal. If you were in a playoff run or got to a postseason series and you had Blake Snell and Dylan Cease on back-to-back days, both on, good luck to any other team that had to face those two guys consecutively in a series. It has that you have the chance at least to have one of those runs.
I think the Giants probably say no to that. They're going to want, you'd be free of a prorated salary and an option for next year, but I don't think that would be enough in their eyes.
It was pretty wild.
It was wild.
A pretty
that's
wild
my man
idea.
Max. He's a wild dude. The guy helped create Dave. Have you ever seen Dave?
Yeah, that's true.
It's very wild. It's a very wild show. Very wild.
All right, the Home Run Derby is tonight. We're going to make our picks because we did this last year.
Yeah, Paulie won last year. What are we doing? What are we do? 20 bucks a piece?
So we will make our Home Run Derby picks right after. Sure, 20 bucks. Right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, Paulie also asked a question that we can get to, and that is if you could only attend either one, the Home Run Derby, or two, the All-Star Game, which would you pick? And Paulie is very much in favor of tonight. You'd rather go to the Home Run Derby.
Not even. I wouldn't even think twice. I wouldn't have to
it's probably the right answer.
Is
Derby.
It?
The game, I think the All-Star Games.
I like the atmosphere of the Home Run Derby is very cool.
It's great.
But it's the same thing happening over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, you've seen them all?
You kind of, at the game, you get anything could happen. It's unpredictable. I know exactly how the Home Run Derby is going to end. Someone's going to hit more home runs than the other guy. There's going to be a lot of long ones, oohs and ahs.
Yeah, but
it's going to be cool.
It's a display like you've never seen.
It's completely predictable, and it won't go down in history.
Because
only
though.
The game goes
it's
down.
It's not predictable. Gunnar Kanter's going to hit 20 straight bombs, and you're like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, you don't necessarily.
Yes. But even if he does, he's still doing it in batting practice off a pitcher who's laying him in exactly where he wants to. Don't you want to see the guys actually competing against the best?
I legit now, like, if this year, it's a no-brainer for me. I'd take the game because of the field of the Home Run Derby this year is a little bit subpar.
Sure.
And then in the game, like we just talked about, Paul Skeens taking the ball is pretty electric.
One of the problems of the game is that it ends up being decided in the end by a lot of the reserves come in. And then, okay, if it's a really good game, but then all the starters are out at this point, and now it's a bunch of guys that you don't know that much about at the end anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I certainly understand the appeal of the Home Run Derby tonight.
Yeah. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, the field is
the game, I've just kind of soured on the game over the years.
It can get a little boring.
Bro, after like the fourth or fifth inning,
you're like, whew, all right.
Like, I wish they'd go back to, like, we're watching old highlights right now on MLB Network. Everybody, when they wore their team uniforms and just had the All-Star patch, so much better.
So much better.
I don't know. And that was when the All-Star game meant something, which I do agree. I think that was stupid that you determined home field advantage in the World Series.
I liked it.
Exhibition game.
I liked it at the time because it was
maybe
different.
You had a team only had, you know, you didn't know if your guys were even going to get in and make a difference or not.
When it was here, I went to both. I went to the Derby, watched Giancarlo just murder baseballs. That was pretty cool. I don't really remember much about the game. I really don't. I don't remember much about the game at all.
This year's Derby could probably use an infusion of like a healthy Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, obviously, he's not going to be there. Heck, I didn't think he was going to get invited, but I wouldn't have minded seeing Jurickson Profar taking a few swings in Texas in the Home Run Derby.
I'm glad he's not. Just
that.
Relax.
Do some from both
rest.
Sides of the plate, switch
relax.
It around. I mean,
rest.
That would have been a good story.
Just rest.
It would have been a good story.
Rest.
That's what
rest.
Luis Arraez is doing.
Which
all right,
I love.
So everyone, you get your pick. Eight guys. New format this year. Top four advance out of the eight in the first round. 40 pitches maximum in your time limit, and then head-to-head in the semifinals and finals. Who is everyone taking tonight?
I took Gunnar.
Gunnar Henderson. You already said you wagered a little money on Gunnar.
Yes.
All right. Paulie?
I will take Adelis Garcia.
Hometown. Texas
boy.
Rangers.
I know the
beast.
Hometown guys are usually a tough pick.
Over
he seems
too
different.
Much pressure sometimes. Okay. On the hometown
he seems
guys.
Like a guy that would thrive.
You're thinking about Will Myers.
Yeah. That's not the
players.
Only one. That's not
right.
The only one. There's been others who have also
Brett
struggled
Boone.
In Brett homes.
Boone.
Yeah, Brett Boone, zero. I will just go with chalk and go. Ooh, no chalk. One does this consistently better than Pete Alonso. I don't know if he's going to win.
Should have said
but
you can't take Pete Alonso.
Why can't you take Pete Alonso?
If
we're going to put money on it.
Pete Alonso. Well,
Pete Alonso.
He's the highest odds. So
do I win less?
We should
win
$10
yeah.
each.
Yeah. You win less money. You get $10.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to win, but I feel confident he's going to deliver a decent performance. And it'll come out to see if anyone just is spectacular or not. But he's going to put up his homers. He's going to put up his numbers.
He's done a draw.
He knows how to home run derby.
He knows. Yes, he does. Oh, I can't wait for him back deadlifting, you know, like deadlifting between. It's going to be amazing. It's amazing.
I mean, I did pick last. Either of you could have chosen Pete Alonso.
That's true, but we didn't want to be lame, so we picked right. different ones. Yeah.
I would have picked Alec Bohm
yeah,
before I picked
Alec
Pete
Bohm.
Alonso.
I don't want to pick Alec Bohm.
All right.
Bobby
so what happens,
Witt Jr.
Yeah, Bobby Witt Jr., great pick. What happens if any of the other three guys?
Five guys win.
Five guys.
Nothing. Nothing. Nobody wins anything.
All right.
Right.
We donate $20
no,
to charity.
No, we don't donate $20 to charity if one of the five
like,
guys
what, are you
wins.
Insane?
He hates charity so much. So much. Helping people, saving people's lives.
Why is everyone so mad that I picked Pete Alonso?
It's an easy pick. We should have done a blind draw. Well, we'll do it next year. All right. Gunnar, Pete, and Garcia.
Garcia. Right. Adelis. All right, Paulie, what summer fun have you pulled for us from the archives today?
So we did this summer break last year. It's not like a throwback Thursday, where, hey, this week in 2019
right.
or anything like that.
So look
at the
back.
End
it's
of
a summer
the year,
reflection.
We do our top 10 moments in of the show throughout the entire year. So at the All-Star break, during summer break, we kind of did like the first half look backs of moments on our show.
Sure. Mid-season All-Stars. Yeah. Ben and Woods All-Star moments and from the first half of 2024.
Since you've been very weird today
very
with
randy
some of the drops here. We've added to the Ben Drops folder.
All girls, all the time. One, two, swallow.
Wow. God.
I mean, that's just a couple. We are going back to January 10th. And we were talking about an ad that ran on the Odyssey app.
Okay.
And if I remember correctly, I think somebody like screen recorded them listening to 97.3.
Wasn't over
the
air.
App. No, this was not over the air.
But if you're listening on the app.
And they go, hey, what kind of station are you running over there, Adam? And so it's going to start with the clip and then a little Breaking Ben.
Play it again. Is
want it? A little more pleasure in your life? Make 2024 your year to experience more pleasure than you thought possible. Lovers has the best adult toys, lingerie, and accessories to explore alone or together. Let our associates guide you on your pleasure journey and save 20% on your purchase with Lovers Afterglow Rewards. Just mention Lovers 20 at one of our 12 Southern California locations. Offer valid for free Lovers Afterglow Rewards membership until January 31st. Some exclusions apply.
Membership.
Time is running out, guys. It's January 31st. Get on your pleasure.
12 locations. You can't be that far, right? Right. From some one of them, somewhere. I don't think I've run across any of them.
I definitely haven't either.
I actually think I went to one last month.
Oh, to get the edible underwear, right?
I believe it was a Lover's off the 78
right.
In San Marcos. I had to find the edible crotchless gummy underwear.
And how was the experience for you walking in?
This will shock you. I was the only one there.
Okay.
Was it jarring?
It was really weird.
There have been a lot of...
It was like a superstore for those items.
Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah, the Bass Pro Shops. More like Ass Pro Shops, to be honest with you. Toast. I can't tell.
I broke this him
and I broke myself. The guy's in the aquarium when you walk. Hey, welcome to Ass Pro Shops. Just standing there, wienerless, in an aquarium.
Forgot about that story. I can't tell if this is the worst radio show or the best radio show we've ever done.
I'm with you, man. I know
what Darko would say.
There's still a little voice in my head like, just play the Michael King audio before people lose their minds. But it's so good. Oh, Ben, that was fantastic.
That's the exact same one that broke Ben earlier.
Yes.
Article Sound System was the band.
How pleasurable is everyone's 2024 been? Has everyone been on a nice, pleasure-filled journey as she promised we would?
I do still have my Ass Pro Shops hat out in the car
Our boy that plays on the Tier 1, our boy Jordan made that for you, and it is legendary.
So good.
Holy cow. What does she say? Play the beginning.
I haven't had
again.
A lot of occasions to break it out.
Right. Want a little more pleasure in your life?
Yes.
Make 2024 your year to experience more pleasure than you thought possible.
Okay.
Lovers has the best adult toys, lingerie, and accessories to explore alone or together. Let our associates guide you on your pleasure journey and save 20% on your purchase with Lovers Afterglow.
Hi, was looking for somebody to help
me
with my
pleasure
journey. I'm on a pleasure journey right now.
I would like your assistance in
no problem. Welcome
guiding
in.
My pleasure journey.
What is your
come
name?
To the right place.
What is your name, sir?
I'm Ben.
You're Ben. Nice to meet you. Were you looking for alone or to get this journey? You're going to go solo? You're going to go by yourself? Oh, my Lord. I had forgotten about that entirely. Well,
play the beginning again, because I would love it if the Padres adopted this mentality for their fans.
Want a little more pleasure in your life? Make 2024 your year to experience more pleasure than you thought possible.
I would like the Padres to make 2024 the year that we, the fans, experience more pleasure than we thought possible.
100%.
Because right now, I've gotten a little bit of pleasure, but not more pleasure than I thought was possible from this baseball season. 50-49.
I didn't know how much pleasure I was expecting this year. We all kind of knew they would be.
Yeah.
We thought, but the glimpses that, this is more pleasure than I've ever experienced with some walk-offs, some late-night heroics, by the guys. And I would like more pleasure.
Elisa says, like a pleasure Sherpa.
That's
guiding
right.
Your
yeah.
pleasure journey.
Come on in. Let me help you.
All right, that's it for us today. We'll continue with the summer break fun tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, thank you to Paul Reindel, our executive producer and imaging director. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Annie and Elston up next right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.